We've also got Mark Hunter with us this time previewing this afternoon's program of racing in Victoria, where we're off to Kilmore. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Very well, thank you.
We've got the nine races there today with the 12:30 start. How did you find this program?
Yeah, big program here. I don't mind. Actually, I don't mind the day. There's a few races that I'll stay away from, but a few that we'll target, and hopefully we get them right.
Well, the first is a maiden over 1450. Take it 11, 12, 13 and the 14. Number one, Delocta at 9.50, 7 for Don Dubbin, 7 for Duke Dictator. Then you're down to 3.10 Smoke and Piero, $8 for Koalas and Perfect Centres at 5.
Yeah, this is a tough start. Probably number 5 is the only one I'll put the pen through here. I'll go for number 2, Don Dubbin, who had a run back in March and then had a little break, went to Warrnambool, and wasn't a bad run in the maiden where Weary ran the Quinella. This horse sat back, hooked out wide to come around them first and second, got through inside. I think it will be fitter for that run. I don't mind it drawn off the track. It'll get back anyway. I think it'll be very strong at the trip to beat number 8, 4 Koalas. Amazing this horse hasn't won a maiden by now. It's got much better ability than maiden. Trialled recently at Cranbourne, completely bombed the start. I worry it's getting into that sort of habit, but still trialled well. 3, Duke Dictador, who ran quite well up at Horsham, will be suited the extra distance. And 6, Smoke and Piero. Okay, running second. I think it's short enough odds, considering the depth of the race, but has got a chance. Tough race. I'll go 2, 8, 3 and 6.
So we go 2 from 8, 3 and 6. We go to race 2. This is a maiden over 1900. Take out 1, 2, 3, 5, 7 and also the 13. Number 4, Capuzina at 2.90. Then you're down to 3.80 the Sledgehammer and 2.25 favourite for One More Try. Has had the one run back this prep.
Yeah, I'm going around this favourite. I'm going to leave it right out. It may win, but I think it's poison odds. I think this is one of the better bets of the day here, number 8, the Sledgehammer. It's had the three runs back from a spell. Last start over the carnival at Warrnambool, ran ninth, but it finished alongside two horses, Hollow Log and Evanesce. Now, they've gone to Hamilton and Quinella at a much harder race. I think this is a big class drop for the Sledgehammer. Gets a soft track, which suits it, gets Callow on board and gets the blinkers on. I'm surprised it's not favourite, and I think it'll win. To beat number 10, Costalot. Costalot's a good little value chance. Ran well last time behind Dixie Preacher in a harder race than this. 11, Miss Matilda at big odds. This horse will no doubt keep improving. It's had the two runs. It sat back at Ballarat. It was a dash home, but still hit the line nicely. And for fourth, I put in number 4, Capuzina, who's going okay, but run into a pretty good maiden here. Keen on 8 to win, 8, 10, 11 and 4.
So we go 8 from 10, 11 and 4. We now have a look at race number 3. This is over 1,200. Takeout runners 4, 12 and also 15. Main ones are number 5, Paper Trade at 4.60. Red Devil at 7.50, 8.50, Jungle Rose. Love Without Tragedy is at $3.40 and Missile Crisis at 5.50.
Yeah, an even race, not much between these. I just think luck in running will probably determine the winner. I'll go with number 11, Love Without Tragedy, who's had the 8 starts for 5 seconds. It's drawn wide, but it'll push forward, and I'd say would quickly overcome that barrier. It's going to be struggling to run a strong 1,200 metres, so you'll be holding your breath the last 100, but I think it's going to give you a great sight, got a great chance of breaking through. To beat number 10, Jungle Rose. Should have walked in last time, Jungle Rose. It can win, but it's got a bad habit of just falling at the barriers. It's going to end up in an awful spot back in the field and just need everything to go right. 16, Missile Crisis, has had the one run back in December. It was okay there. And 9, Falli, big odds. This horse sat wide last time. Wasn't a bad maiden, that one. It was a good run. It's certainly not the worst here. I'll go 11, 10, 16 and 9.
So we go 11, 10, 16 and 9. Let's have a look at the next race, 4. This race, number 9, comes out. Number 1, Lucky Prospector at 9.50. 2, Grand Crown at 2.10. 7.50, Don't Dismiss. $8, Aloof. Mission Vision at 5.
Yeah, it should win, number 2, Grand Crown. It was impressive winning at Warrnambool on debut. Then things sort of went pear-shaped from there, but resumes here. It's trialled well. It meets a weak field. It's got a good barrier. Should get a lovely run, and it should be winning first up at the short odds. To beat number 4, Dondre. Dondre's got good ability. It'll get well back and may need further, but look for it to be closing off late. A 7, Mission Vision, gets a great run from the draw, and 5, Don't Dismiss, who resumes from a spell. Very consistent last campaign. Not much value here in this race. I'll go 2, 4, 7 and 5.
So we go 2 from 4, 7 and 5. We have a look at race number 5. This race, no scratchings. Number 1, Riverina Explorer, 5.50. 4 for Mutant, Dash for D, 340. Drysdale Spirit at 8. Another Jug is at 9. Howling Wolf is at 750.
Yeah, an even little race. I think the key to the race here is number 4, Dash for D. Now, it had 3 runs in a brief campaign there last time for 2nd, 3rd and 2nd. That reads pretty well on paper, but gee, I think the horse was racing below its best. It's had 9 weeks off, so I'd say they've taken it away. I'm hoping they've got it right. It's a perfect race here to come back in. If it runs to its best, I think it'll come down the outside and get the cash. To beat number 6, Another Jug, it's had 2 back from a spell. It's ready to win. It'll push forward for Callow and give a good sight. 1 Riverina Explorer, certainly good enough to feature in the race on ability. I just thought it might have trialled better. And 3 Mutant, who's been a disappointing horse, now goes to Weary. Big watch on it, but has been a costly horse. 4, 6, 1, and 3.
So we go 4 from 6, 1, and 3. We go to race 6. You can take out 1, 12, 13, and 14. We've got number 2, Atomic Kitten at 8. 750, Ecology. 280, Nothing on Me. Down to Prior Eclipse at 480, and Tina Turban is at $5.
Yeah, I think if we get no bad luck here, number 6, Prior Eclipse, should be an each-way special. It had 2 runs back from a spell. It was in the worst going down at Warrnambool, ran a far from disgrace, 7th behind 50 Stars, who we saw come out at Sandown yesterday and bolt in. It does draw a wire here for Lucy Dude. It just needs some luck to slot in so it can be strong at the 1450. If it gets that, it shouldn't miss. To beat number 4, Nothing on Me, it can win. I don't think there's much depth to its form. Recent trial was okay. I think it's short enough odds. 3 Ecology, it'll push forward on the speed. It's super consistent, but just struggles to run a really strong 1450. Then number 2, Atomic Kitten, who's coming off a break, was under a hold in a recent trial, looked to go quite well. I think any luck here, 6 doesn't miss each way, 6, 4, 3 and 2.
So 6 from 4, 3, 2. 7th is over 1,900, takeout runners 4, 5, 12 and the 16. We've got number 1, Zedinator at 550, East West at 550, Warp Piglets at 340, Bye Bye Love at 950, you've got Apocalypto at $4.80.
Yeah, I like this race, Nardi. I think it's a good value race. I think the two that bring the best form are numbers 11 and 1. I'm going in that order. Each way number 11, Bye Bye Love, is the best value chance all day. It's had 2 back from a spell. It ran 6 last time behind Thundercloud, Hangman, Skilled Assassin, Steel Caps. They've all come out of the race and gone terrific. I think this is a much easier race, gets a great run from the draw. Has been well supported this morning, but I still think that's good odds. To beat number 1, Zedinator. He chased home Lucky for All and Heavenly Thought down at Warrnambool, so that's a fantastic form line coming into this race. Just whether he needs one more run, that's your query. 13 Apocalypto goes forward, gives you a good sight, as it always does around here, and 3 East West with the blinkers going on, some hope. Concentrating on 11 and 1 here, 11, 1, 13 and 3.
11 from 1, 13, 3. A race 8 over 1,100. You can take out runners 8 and 9. We've got number 2 Divine Red at 360. Salty Kisses 290. 650 for Zamperini. Full reward is at $6.
Yeah, this is one of those 58, 1,100-metre races here where best going and the luck in running will determine the winner. There's not much between them, and to be fair, they're pretty moderate horses. I'll tip number 11, Zamperini. It just might have been too wet for it last time. It was going well before that. I don't know how gate one will be by this time of the day, but it'll park just behind the speed, and it's got as good a chance as any to beat number 12, Full Reward. It will look for the front. It's got the 4-kilo apprentice on it, gets it down to 52 kilos. Just has to jump and sool along and hope it can fight them off in the straight. 3 Salty Kisses. It's got a chance. It's drawn wide, and it's short enough odds. And then 2 Divine Red, who's coming off a break, having shown just fair ability before that spell. Tough race. Not much between them. 11, 12, 3 and 2.
11, 12, 3, 2, and the last takeout runners, well, just number 3. We've got number 1, Fabulon, at 5, 420 for Air of Victory, 950 Storm Approach, Hogland at 480, King Mombasa at $4.60.
I like this here, Hogland. Gee, I thought it was a great hope here. It's had 3 starts. It's on debut. It chased down Gin Atomic, which is pretty good maiden form, then went to town, was given no hope at all in town and weakened, and then went to a race where it just didn't run the distance. It's gone for a spell. It comes back here from a perfect draw for Bo Mertens. Trialled quite nicely for this to beat number 1, Fabulon. You can make excuses for Fabulon first up, but gee, it's been a while now. It's getting very costly. 2 Aero Victory coming off a break is consistent, and 6 King Mombasa, who still does things wrong, wants to lay in. It's had a couple back from a spell. It's getting fitter. I think 5's clearly the one to beat. 5, 1, 2 and 6.
5 from 1, 2, 6. And what about a best roughy quaddie and play of the day, Mark?
Yeah, my best Nadia, race 2, number 8, the Sledgehammer. My roughy is race 7, number 11, Bye Bye Love. The quaddie's a wide one. We'll go flexi, first leg, 2, 3, 4 and 6, into 1, 3, 11 and 13, into 2, 3, 11, 12 and 13, and we'll come home with 1, 2, 5 and 6. And my play of the day is a parlay, 2, 3, 4. We'll go race 2, number 8, the Sledgehammer, race 6, number 6, Prayer Eclipse, race 7, number 11, Bye Bye Love, and race 9, number 5, Hoagland.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's Mark Hunter with his look at Kilmore. So that's our two Victorian meetings done and dusted. Back at them tonight and also the program this afternoon from Kilmore. It's 10 to 11.